This episode is sponsored by Feather Snack. Okay, hold on, y'all. I have to tell you about something that my wife got us into and that my whole family is loving now. Brace yourselves. It's the Feather Snap Scout Smart Bird Feeder. Yes, I said bird feeder. This thing is so cool, and it offers a brand new way to connect with nature and learn about the birds right in your own backyard. Or, if you're like us, living in New York City, it's in your friend's backyard in the country, and you get to use the app connected to it to learn all the stuff. It's got this high-resolution camera that connects to an app, so you can check out a live stream from your feeder. You can take photos and videos of the birds that visit. You can ID the species using expert-trained AI, and you can earn badges along the way. You can even, y'all, learn fun facts about hundreds of species. For example, did you know that American crows can recognize and remember people's faces? And they can even teach their young who's a friend and who's a foe? I know that now, did you? Seriously, the Feather Snap Feeder is entertaining, it's educational, and it's just a whole bunch of fun for the whole family. Check them out today at feathersnapcam.com. That's feathersnapcam.com. All right, y'all. I just want to take a quick second to talk about our sponsor, Sunbasket. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am not a big fan of grocery shopping or meal planning or anything that goes along with any of that. But I do very much care about eating healthy. But when you don't like to grocery shop or plan meals, it is really hard to cook healthy dinners for your family. And that's where Sunbasket comes in. They're a team of dietitians and chefs that design wholesome, nutritious, and delicious meal kits delivered to your door. Each week, you can choose from a brand new selection of quick and easy meal kit recipes with a wide variety of dietary options, plus dozens of snacks, salads, breakfast items, and more. And you can pick and choose from recipe options like vegetarian, Mediterranean, carb conscious, the list goes on. We just had orzo bowls with broccoli, sun-dried tomatoes, and pea stew, and it was delicious. My kids even liked them. I can't speak to Sunbasket more. I love them. Thanks to Sunbasket's commitments to clean ingredients and organic fresh produce, there's no easier way to eat your very, very best. You just have to go to sunbasket.com/queerfam today to save $120 across your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/queerfam to save $120, y'all, across your first four deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. Go do that. Get some healthy food. There you go.
Hey folks, are you in New York City for Pride? Come see a live taping of If These Ovaries Could Talk. The show is in partnership with WNYC at the Green Space, and our special guest is stand-up comic Jessica Kirsten. Oh my God, she's amazing. The show is on June 10th at 7 p.m. If you want tickets, go to ovariestalk.com and click the live events button. Get those tickets now.
This episode of If These Ovaries Could Talk is brought to you by Grove, Lively, and Storyworth. We are excited to have them on board.
Oh my God, we so
we really are.
New bras and spring cleaning supplies.
Who doesn't love that stuff? I do that both together.
Oh my God. Welcome to If These Ovaries Could Talk.
Hi guys, I'm Jamie.
I'm Robin.
We're your hosts.
And we're back from...
We're hosting.
Oh, don't you know?
What is wrong?
But
Minnesota.
Guys, we were just on spring break vacation, both Jamie and I.
You can't really call it a vacation.
No, because we were with our children.
Yep. Nope. Doesn't count.
I mean, I remember when I was working with my old boss, shout out to my good friend Tom.
And hey, Tom.
I didn't have kids yet. And he would come in and I'd be like, how's your vacation? He would get so pissed at me. He'd be like, don't call it a vacation. It's a family trip. And then I would never let him have it. I'd be like, it's a vacation. You took vacation.
You were at Disney. A pool, right?
Yeah.
You had a pool. Like,
it's a family. And now I get it.
I didn't even go anywhere.
I was just like running around New York City with my children on like a staycation.
I went home.
And fucking Mary got to stay at work.
Oh, got to. Like, that's when you know you're a parent.
One day off for a
I got to go to work. Yeah. So I got to go to the dentist.
Like, sometimes, man. You get to walk the dog.
I know. Yeah. That's the winner.
The dog, don't you?
When Rose was little and she was so hard at bedtime, yes. We would be like, I'll take the dog.
Now, where did you go on your little family trip?
I went to San Francisco to visit my family, my mom. Yeah, it was nice. Anne was only there for 2 days though. It was me and the kids with my mom who helps. So that's cool.
We hit Coney Island, laser tag. We had a birthday. Mary had a colonoscopy.
The birthdays are never ending. I mean, at the colonoscopy, you might have crossed the line.
Oh. I'm like exhausted from my family.
You come out of it more exhausted than you went into it. You need a week to sleep.
I'll never do Disney again. We did it once.
We did it once. I'm done. I don't need to do that. I don't need that.
All right, let's get off ourselves, for God's sakes. Shut up, you two.
Let's talk about who's coming in today.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is a good one.
I'm excited.
They're all good. They're all good.
They really are.
We love them all the same.
This is our stalking season, because these are all like rollovers from season two when I started stalking these people.
Well, so how we first heard about this couple... We had multiple people send us this article from the New York Times.
That Joanne wrote.
Yes.
It was called Adventures in Transgender Fertility. And it was,
and
in
it
the
was
Times.
A prolific article.
It's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Did you put that on a card, prolific, and bring it in? And you were like, I'm going to use that word.
No, it came to my head just spontaneously. I know. Isn't that amazing when that happens? But I couldn't think of the word discipline like 2 hours ago. So like it balances out.
But it was a really good article. Joanne is a cisgender lesbian,
mm-hmm.
and Laura is a transgender woman. And in the article, Joanne talks about that the way that they're going to start trying to have a baby. And this is a quote from it. She says, we're going to do it the way fertile cisgender people do. They simply couple up and boom, a child is born. And I was like, we need to find out if that happened, did they make
right?
a baby? There was like so many things we want to know. And also just like her writing was fabulous. I was like,
she's a great writer.
Yeah, we really got to get them in
her
here.
Her story is so intriguing. And like-
Their story is, yeah.
Yeah, their story.
So we started stalking. And it
took a while.
It took a minute. But we got
I think
them.
We started stalking in like season
them.
One.
We did.
But we got them and they're coming in and they're lovely.
All right. Should we bring them in?
Yes, let's bring them in. Hi.
Hi.
Oh.
So, all right. Well, we prepped you a little bit for your elevator pitch. Are you too ready for your elevator pitch about your relationship?
Sure.
Each of you are going to answer and don't cheat and look at each other. Okay.
Oh my goodness. Who goes first?
You're going first because you talked. Yes.
Oh no. Me and Joanne, a relationship. We are those unicorns and dolphins on the Lisa Frank notebooks and folders. Dashing through time and space, shooting rainbows out of our behinds.
Oh my God, amazing.
Crushing evil.
This with is rainbows out of your butt.
I don't think you can beat that, Joanne.
Well, I probably can't.
That was
well
beautiful.
Done. I give it a golf
clap. Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
Wow.
Laura and I are a Tinder date gone very right.
Oh.
So well played.
Yes. I was wearing a gorilla coat and biting into it for my picture. And I might as well have said my status, you know, like, I don't care, whatever. And then, she had a long dress on and she held a sword. She was literally holding a full sword. Yeah. And I thought, that's the gal for me.
Yes.
Wow. You see, you Tinder users out there, there's hope. There's someone for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
A lid for every pot.
Yes.
What is a gorilla coat? Just out of curiosity.
It's a very good question. So I don't know why I really wanted one, you know, several years ago now. And it's like a long fur. No animals were harmed. No actual gorillas were harmed. It's just like long black fur. And so I would wear that and big glasses and just scare people.
Amazing. Amazing.
And I love this.
How much later in time are we since the Tinder date?
Almost 5 years.
Wow.
It'll be just about.
4 years, May 3rd. And then we're planning to get married next year, which would be our 5th anniversary.
Yeah. Oh. We're almost there.
Okay. Do you have the date set or this is just a plan? It's going to happen.
May 2nd. Yeah. Because that was...
Of next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you got time. You got time.
We want Barry Manilow to be at our wedding.
Okay.
You're listening.
Listen, no Barry. Pressure, Barry.
Because he sings our song, Can't mm-hmm. Smile Without You.
It's the only thing we sing at karaoke.
It is.
It's a classic.
So like obviously you need to have Barry there.
And the sword and the gorilla coat.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you both still have the sword and the gorilla coat?
The sword got lost in the trunk of a rental car.
You know how this happens.
Like you do.
You can't check everything, right? You get the keys out, you get a couple snacks.
The sword's the sword.
get lost.
Right.
It's gone forever.
Lost in the shuffle.
All the parents on our podcast are like, basically, if you substitute stored for all of the bottles that you, the plastic
binkies.
From your, yeah.
So also, there's news that's happening with you guys right now.
We are expecting a baby.
Yay. Congratulations. Yay!
Thank you.
When are you due?
August 8th.
Okay.
My birthday's August 12th.
Get out of here.
Look at this.
Are you a Leo?
Shut up, Jamie. Come on.
My mom asked me like 3 days ago, and I was like, I'm pretty sure she's a Leo, but I don't know.
Obviously.
So you're having a Leo.
That's it.
Jamie, I just got my new shipment from Grove. My apartment will be awash once again with welcoming natural scents of spring. And clean as a whistle. Do I ever say anything like that?
But I love hearing you say that. I could have just was going to make fun of you.
I know. But it's going to be, though.
Like, interesting word choice,
Robin.
Grove
makes me want to say all that.
That's amazing. Interesting word choice. But for those of you at home who don't know, Grove makes it easy to find the best natural, eco-friendly products online, Robin, mm-hmm. and delivers them straight to your door, Robin. So you can make better choices for your family with just one click.
I mean, the one click thing. It's like my middle name.
I know.
Straight to your door. One
Robin,
click.
One click.
No shopping. I love that.
I know.
And the thing about Grove is that it's healthier for you and the planet. Yes. And it's still, you're not losing efficacy. It really works.
Good word.
Thanks. and it also delivers natural brands like Mrs. Meyer's, Seventh Generation, Burt's Bees.
Grove rocks. I love it. I recently got Mrs. Meyer's Peony Spring Edition hand soap.
I love that.
I know. I can't stop washing my hands, which is
maybe
a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. Also, listen to our listeners who are new customers to Grove. You're going to get that free cleaning set, and it has the limited edition scents that Jamie just mentioned.
Yes.
When you place your first order, but it's got to be $20.
Right.
So just select your favorite spring scent, like either peony, lilac, or mint, and you're going to get the Mrs. Meyer's spring hand soap. And you're also going to get the Mrs. Meyer's spring dish soap, the Mrs. Meyer's surface spray. You're going to get the Grove Collaborative Cleaning Caddy
and
the Grove
more.
Collaborative Walnut Scrubber Sponges. I think
that
comes with a couple of them even.
Mm-hmm.
It's an exclusive Mrs. Meyer's offer from Grove. You got to get it before it runs out, you guys.
Do it. You heard it here first, folks. Try Grove now before this exclusive spring offer runs out. For a limited amount of time, our listeners get a 3-piece cleaning set from Mrs. Meyer's Spring Scents, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift.
A bonus gift!
You love a bonus. Just for you when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more.
Seriously, do it, people. Just check out Grove and order the special offer at grove.co/OCT. That's grove.co, not com.
Not com.
Jamie felt very strong about that. /OCT. Grove.co, not.com/OCT.
Get it. Be clean.
So I feel like babies are assigned genders, and I don't want our baby to be assigned a gender. Mm-hmm. Sure, they'll have biology and chromosomes and all that, but who cares about that? I want to have a baby that can do whatever they want as long as they're safe, including playing with gender and creating their own gender without limitations.
I get that. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, well, for me, I'm kind
I do.
Of, for me, it's like, okay, you have an assigned sex,
okay,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's like, okay, we'll go along with that, but I'm kind of okay doing like what Laura just said. You know, if there's been a grave clerical error made, don't worry.
Clerical error.
Clerical error.
Well, I have transcended gender.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was assigned male at birth. And I decided I was much too feminine internally to play the role of being a male.
Mm-hmm.
So I just stopped that. That's no good.
She makes it sound so easy. It's like decades
I
in
just
the making.
Stopped that.
I stopped that. Put that down.
Sounds so simple.
Yeah. Like I thought I had it all figured out till we started our fertility thing, and I had to stop hormones and spend over a year. Testosterone is the dominant hormone. And like causing the secondary gender characteristics that come with that. And I had a chance to really explore non-binary gender and what gender really means despite your body.
And explain to us why you went off the hormones to live with
testosterone.
So me and Joanne fell in love on Tinder, which I don't recommend Tinder.
No, we got very lucky. Yeah. Very lucky. This doesn't happen. Yeah.
There's a pot for every lid. Exactly. Right. Yes.
It's pretty rare. Mm-hmm. But like we fell in love. We were inseparable. And before Joanne, I wasn't planning on having kids. I didn't want any kids to come from my transgender body. Mm-hmm. And it was mostly because of shame and internalized transphobia. I didn't feel like trans people should have children.
Really?
And I didn't
because of the parenting
it.
Part or because of...
I didn't feel worthy of being because I was trans, because I was brought up that way and society brought me up that way.
Right.
And I didn't realize that I was holding on to so much of that till Joanne and I fell in love, and Joanne fell in love with my whole being and not just a fake me.
Your spirit, your essence.
Yeah, you.
Right.
Yeah.
And I learned that Joanne really wanted a baby. So I'm like, forget it. Let's see if we can do this. I knew it would be hard.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how hard. I started hormones and it changed my life. It gave me a body that I can use to express who I am.
Yeah.
And fall in love with a wonderful person like Joanne.
That's me. Well, and I always saw myself having a child, but I thought it'd be like Diane Keaton and Baby Boom. You know, she just like inherits, right?
Just a baby shows up one day.
That movie is so movie. Good.
Love that movie.
When she weighs the baby in the produce aisle. Yes. Amazing. Great.
And also like once you've been a New Yorker and you like know the people like going to the country, you're just like, oh my God.
Totally into yeah. it. Yeah. So I assumed that. I even tell my mom, like, I'm just going to inherit a baby. No worries. It's going to just happen that way for me. Don't worry. And then when I was dating women, I always found myself so like frustrated. I was like, well, if this comes up, what am I going to do? And I went on a date with this lesbian rabbi, as you do.
As right? you do.
As you do.
As you do.
In a pizza place.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
A kosher pizza place?
No.
No.
Okay. And she says, I have a plan for having kids. This is our first date. And she's like, yeah, I...
it's as you do.
Lesbians.
As you do.
Do better, lesbians.
Save it for date two, for God's sake. The more you know.
I mean...
The more you know. And she said, I got a plan. You know, whoever my partner is, I'm going to have my brother... Sure. Give his sperm and, you know, kind of do that thing. And I'm, you know, I think that's great. You know, however you make a family, I think is awesome. But for me, I was like, boy, wouldn't it be cool if like the person I fell in love with, like I could actually like, you know, combine with. Like I was just kind of obsessed
with
that.
It's like the dream we all have.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I mean, you guys are you're living the dream.
Oh God.
You're living the lesbian dream right now. Because
I know.
You have a baby inside you that is part of her for real.
Yeah,
and for not
real.
Part of her brother.
Right. No.
Part of her.
Not part of a donor.
That's it's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I used to read up and they had, was it lab mice? They were trying to get them to smash eggs. And I thought, okay.
That's the scientific term.
Smash eggs.
Yeah.
Smash eggs. And I thought, okay, mice are doing this. I got 50 to 100 years before they do it to humans.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might be pretty dusty downstairs.
Dusty eggs, man.
Some cobwebs.
So when I met Laura, she was saying she was doing this comic. She'd drawn this comic about a trans girl.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And, comic.
You know, I've been a writer a long time, interviewed a lot of people, and I was like, what made you decide to do that? It's like very
what's your inspiration?
It was very specific to me, you know?
Yeah,
and then she goes, no reason. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I guess we'll get to that later. So we we went dancing afterwards and went to a diner, and then she showed me this picture of herself before she transitioned. And I was pretty blown away. I was like, well, this is somebody in the middle of something pretty mm-hmm. big, pretty major. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we made out in the parking lot.
Let's make out. You're in the middle of something. I'm attracted to that. Let's make
was
out.
That, but was that, that was a big moment.
Yeah. So every time I went on a date, I didn't really take it seriously, first of all, but I would have these rites of passage. Like I'd start the date. Hey friend, would you like to either play Magic the Gathering or go busking with an acoustic guitar on a park bench?
Oh, I kind of said neither. I was like, I don't want to do any of that.
Clara was like, all right then.
Yeah. Okay. And then the second rite of passage.
Well, you had to pick one of the two.
Okay.
And like, you know, not many people play magic that, you know, are on Tinder usually.
Right. I can't imagine.
Yeah. So if anybody was willing to learn this complex card game or play guitar and sing with me on a public bench, then, you know, we can get to the next step. It's worth the trouble.
Right.
This person sure. is worth uh-huh. you know, doing this. And usually yeah. people would read me as cisgender, so I would just go with that. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's dangerous to
yeah.
to go on these dates and
sure.
know, and I don't even want to bother with the whole coming out or hey, I'm trans. I don't
especially
even
on Tinder.
Wanna...
I don't know if I'm going to know you for more than an hour.
Yeah,
like why bother?
Who knows?
Yeah.
So Joanne managed to get to just plow right through all of those.
That's how I do it.
Well, there was a connection.
Yeah.
There was a connection. Right, so she plowed right through. And yeah. so you showed her a picture. Mm-hmm.
We had the longest date I've ever been on. Like we went to 4 different places.
We did.
And I'm stuck with this freaking acoustic guitar because Joanne originally picked busking.
So. Oh, that's right. I thought I'd pick neither, but I think I kind of half-heartedly went for it. But I was like,
and then
whatever.
You guys didn't busk.
Yeah, no.
You didn't busk. You made out instead.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But now you have a guitar and you're dancing.
Okay. Yeah, it was awkward with the guitar, but we got through it.
And so after we made out in the parking lot, I was driving home and I thought, if this works out, and I don't know what's happening with her, but you know, if things are happening there, maybe we could have a kid.
So you were there. You went there
immediately.
Immediately.
You didn't have a chance,
I did.
Laura.
You
were like, I really didn't.
You were getting married from before even.
Yeah. I want to take basically, it back to you basically. Saying that you never thought you could or should have kids.
Like I, when I transitioned, I had this deep sense of shame in my transition because I felt like I was always taught that gay people are wrong, trans people are wrong, we're going to hell. But I got to a point where I just couldn't live without attempting to be myself.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's just interesting because almost every couple we talk to, there's always one in the couple who says they didn't, well, not the younger ones, I guess, but they didn't think that they could have kids or that it wasn't an option.
Yeah.
So you're not alone in that. I can't say it's the same struggle, mm-hmm. but you're not alone in that. It's a universal thing that happens amongst the LGBTQ community.
Yeah,
it's sad because typically queer people are very strong parents because of mm-hmm. all the adversity we overcome mm-hmm. and like all the tools we use to deal with the phobias and the depression and all of the other mental trauma that we deal with. And it's something we can pass on to other people, including children that are in our lives.
Yeah.
And it took a long time to realize that. And it took, you know, finding Joanne to realize that I had that inside of me.
So, okay. So we had Teek Milan on and he talked about his first girlfriend wanted him to come off of hormones and he said he just couldn't do it.
So his dysphoria was around his ovaries, really. And so that was a really hard thing for him. He didn't want to do it.
Yeah. I didn't realize how difficult it would be until I felt like the deep trauma. When I transitioned, I was in a very bad place. I was suicidal. I was... all the horrible mental health things you can think of, that was me. And I felt like transitioning saved my life. And at the time I thought, okay, I've found a solution to these problems and it was transitioning. But when I stopped using estrogen, I got off HRT, the testosterone became the dominant hormone and all of the trauma and baggage I had left when I stopped, it all came back like 6 years later. Ugh. And it was as if I put it all on pause. I had to deal with all of that again. But at the very least, I had the benefit of being more emotionally intelligent and mature.
And support.
Right. You were in a...
Right, because now you're in a committed...
Yeah.
And you were in a new place because mm-hmm. you knew that transitioning is where your light was.
Yeah.
Right.
And I had to slowly watch my body change to the way it used to be before I transitioned.
That's hard for anyone. Robin, guess what?
Oh my God, Jamie, what?
I'm wearing the most comfortable bra right now. Yeah, uh-huh. It's from Lively. And seriously, I feel like I'm in heaven. It's so
nice. I don't know that I needed to know this.
No, but you do. Because you know how awful you feel when you're wearing a bra that doesn't fit,
oh,
right?
Actually, no, I do.
Exactly.
And I have to tell you, one of my biggest pet peeves is shopping for bras.
Of course it is.
I mean, the sales ladies are so pretentious and they tell you that you've been wearing the wrong size like your whole life, right? And then they always bring me out some ugly grandma bra. Totally. That makes me look like I have like, who's that Rosalind Russell, like with the pointy boobs? And
it's like just the like, 60s no, boob.
That's for you. Yeah. And it makes me feel so bad about my body.
Listen, I'm just going to stop you right there because Lively is a company that takes bra shopping from meh to yeah.
Ooh.
Seriously. By bringing you a bra experience that leaves you feeling comfortable, confident, and part of a wider community of empowered women.
Oh, and that's what we
love
are.
Love that. Well, we are.
Yeah.
Lively is a brand built for women by women to inspire them to live life passionately, purposefully, and confidently by empowering them with community products and experiences to do so.
I'm loving it.
And here's where I'm really going to sell you, okay. Robin. Lively is online. So you don't even have to step into a store.
Okay, so now you're talking. We all know I hate to shop. I know. This. But seriously, is the bra going to fit me? Because I can't.
No, that's the beauty. They have a fit guide on the website that offers a step-by-step process for any bra type to find the perfect fit for you. Hmm. No joke, I use their fit guide and the bra I got, it fits me perfectly. The fabric is so soft, it moves with my body, and it's got clever little details that make my boobs look fantastic, if I do say so myself. I mean, you know, they look good. And get this, I don't even want to take my bra off when I get home at night.
Oh, that's big, because it's huge. That's the first thing I do. I'm thinking about taking my bra off usually around lunchtime.
I'm thinking about taking it off right now.
I know.
You know?
Mine's
and
off.
That's weird, but well, also, listen, if you're not completely sold yet, Lively offers a range of bra styles for all different body types. Their bras are available in 32A to a 44 triple D.
I feel like that
covers everyone.
That does,
right?
Mostly. Yeah.
I mean, and you can choose from bralettes, t-shirt bras, push-up bras, plunge bras, no-wear bras. Find your own new go-to piece. They have them all.
I don't even know what half those are, but I love it.
No, and what I really loved about the website is they used real women with real bodies as the
Jamie,
models.
Listen, all I stopped shapes. Listening to you like 5 seconds ago because I'm already on the
I know,
website.
I see that.
I see the ladies, and they're offering free and easy returns. Look at this, a prepaid shipping label in every pack. I am ordering one right now.
I didn't even have to use that. But listen, for our listeners out there,
for a limited time, get $10 off your first order by visiting wearlively.com/OCT and enter OCT at checkout. Only available in the U.S. I'm going to have to repeat that for you guys. For a limited time only, get $10 off your first order by visiting wearlively.com/OCT and enter OCT at checkout. Only available in the U.S. Check it.
I never want to speak for Laura, but what I did find myself during that time is that people were scared to ask Laura questions for fear of offending her, which I get that. I really do. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times people would ask me, what's going on? What's that like? And I think the best thing I could say to people is, you know, imagine you do things every day to make yourself feel like you.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Right? You eat good food. Yep.
Or you sleep well.
Anything like that. And imagine you not only stop doing that, but you know that you're doing stuff to make yourself feel awful.
Yeah.
And when I said that to people who asked, they went, okay.
I mean, that's a beautiful way to put it.
Yeah.
And it was hard. It was, it was hard on me because sometimes I didn't know how to handle it. Like when that Times article came out, it was not a great time. One of the reasons it took us so long to get on the show is it was such a difficult time.
Yeah.
And felt like I was always watching out for Laura.
Yeah.
Almost being like a caregiver, which was sort of a weird place to be when you're in a relationship with somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, there were times when we didn't see friends, you know, because Laura just didn't want to see anybody.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I've been on an apology tour, you know, this year now that Laura's doing great. Like, hey, sorry, things were weird last year, but we're great now. Yeah. We're back. And people get it.
I can't imagine how hard that had to be.
I can't.
I mean, but by the way, for both of you, I mean, like, you're in this one position where you're like identity, you can't be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was a mutual decision.
Right.
Right.
I had tremendous guilt. After a while, I was like, what the heck am I doing
right.
to the person I love? Is this even worth it? You know, was it worth it? Can I ask that?
Well,
I mean, you have a baby in your belly, so I'm assuming yes, right?
Well, yeah. Now totally. At the time, we had no idea if we'd even be able to
do it. If it would work.
Did you, this is like in your business, but did you bank a bunch of sperm also for siblings?
Well, this is what's funny, actually, is so like last November, Laura's like, I can't keep doing this. Because at that point, would have been like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Wait, when you say this, which do you mean? You mean banking?
Being off of hormones.
That's what I wanted to know. How long did you have to be off the hormones?
About a year solid, a little over a year, but I had been trying for a year and a half where I would be off for a month or two and I just couldn't stay off. I would go back on and I'd do that over and over until I can.
I knew that I needed to just do it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I'm not getting any younger and there was such a low probability of being fertile again.
Yeah, Laura was always mad at me. That's not even me just speaking out of school.
Yeah, I was pretty awful.
Yeah.
Like hormones, they affect your mind and body in ways you don't really realize until you're experiencing it. Also, there's studies out there that talk about how trans people's brains usually fire off in similar ways as their cisgender counterparts based on their gender identity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I find, and not just from me, but other trans people's experiences that I've talked to, when they don't have the correct hormones in their body, it causes these horrible mental health issues. Sure. And it causes you to just be grouchy is like the baseline, you know?
Like you're hoping for grouchy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
And you just can't control it. And I'm in this body, in this mind, and I still love Joanne. So I'm like begging Joanne to break up with me and just.
Oh, yeah. That was bad. Yeah. I was like, I'm not going anywhere. So I don't. Every time, like, no, I don't think so. I think I'm going to still be here.
Yeah.
And
it was heartbreaking.
It was very, yeah.
Hard.
It was very hard.
And so during this year, you're trying so what's happening is you're trying, it's not happening.
Yeah. And I knew if I stopped, I wasn't going to do it again because I knew myself I would be finished with the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you were like, I'm doing this one time.
Mm-hmm.
So we had this one, two nights that this whole thing could have happened. You know,
because you said in your article that you guys tried the old fashioned ways, the way your phrase.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. The old fashioned way. Yeah. So
I always assumed it was in a fertility center.
This was in the heat of the moment.
We baby danced.
I love that.
Yeah. That's a new term. Yeah. We just learned it.
We just learned it from Tiff and Carissa, our recurring segment.
Yeah.
I'm so into that.
Yeah. You baby danced.
So we baby danced. We baby danced pretty hard one night in November. Now, what night that was, I'm not sure, but she was still angry. Baby can't hear this because this was
fine.
We got some drinks at Pieces, you know, Pieces.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I was singing at the top of my lungs, "Shallow" by Lady Gaga.
Yeah, as you
Houston,
do.
As
so
you
much
do.
Emotions.
Mm-hmm. And then we got home.
I get so emotional, baby.
We went home. We got home and Laura was bagging on me about something as usual, you know, and I'm crying and screaming, but I think there was, we still baby danced. So
yeah, it was an angry baby dance.
It was sweet. It's totally hot, but it was like,
there you go.
That's really the key.
Those are the fun ones.
Keep doing it. You know, keep getting together because even when you're mad. So was that, or there was a nice calm night too. And there's sort of a few days between.
So it actually happened the old fashioned way.
It did. She was kind of done in November.
Oh yeah.
Done with the whole process.
You were ready to go back on hormones.
So it was your last ditch effort.
We didn't know though. We weren't doing this on purpose anymore. We just thought things were over, but we're still doing it to each other.
Okay.
Like you do. And we just were like, you know what? We're just going to bank this sperm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After the whole thing, a year and a half, a typical cisgender man, he'll have about 20 to 30 million sperm, I think.
Sure. Yeah.
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 And I was at 1 million and they're all crooked and broken tails, spinning in circles.
Yeah, just like one eye instead of
two. They're like unicorn sperm.
Well, because she got a semen analysis before that. Mm-hmm. And we went to, it must have been the gayest part of this hospital, this beautiful swirling man. This is real. We're walking down the hall for her to get this semen analysis, and we're hearing the song "Luck Be a Lady" by Frank Sinatra.
Yeah,
yes.
Lady
tonight.
He stands and he goes, "We've been waiting for you."
Oh my God.
And so Laura goes, and he's just, he's the king of this, this semen analysis palace.
It was weird. The place was like a dungeon. Like, it was. Like cinder blocks and like
amazing the places will go
walls
to make babies. LGBTQ people.
So she had to go in this terrible dinky room.
Meanwhile,
like Mambo Italiano is now playing.
Mambo Italiano.
Which
one?
Which one?
Probably what's his face?
The original one. Yeah.
I mean, that's fine.
And he is so
It's
funny.
So bizarre. It's just bizarre.
This guy says to me, he goes, I want to have kitties. It was like a monologue was starting. He goes, I wish I could have kitties. I'm so jealous. My husband doesn't want kitties, but I wish I could. He was jealous of me. He was just roiling in
and you were just like, can you just analyze it, please?
And you're like, Mama.
I was in this horrible bathroom, like trying to like psych myself out.
You were in a bathroom? It wasn't even like a room with a couch?
No, it was this awful bathroom. Like cinder block walls and like the mirror was like, you could barely see yourself in the broken, dusty mirror. And I just sort of transport myself to another time.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, where they found out about the crooked sperm. Right. And the same day we were walking on Bleecker Street and they were selling these tiny little dolls. She went a hat and a skirt. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to carry this in my wallet as a good luck charm.
Uh-huh.
And it was supposed to bring you financial good luck. But I thought, hey, maybe babies too. So I got that. And then a few days later, we went to bank sperm, like actually bank it after that analysis.
Mm-hmm.
But what we didn't realize at the time was that I was already pregnant.
Oh, so this was after November.
This was November. It was in
November. This was in November.
Yeah,
this was after
November.
The angry night.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Yes, it was.
And the calm night. How full do you say on the angry night?
Yeah, there was
also a nice night.
I mean, so
let's
it was.
Assume it's the good nice night.
Thank you.
Or both.
And then I had to go on assignment to the Bahamas.
Like you do.
It's normal. And Laura was about to get back on HRT. She's still pretty mad at me.
I was so mad. Oh, my God.
I like that the story is told through phases of how mad Laura is. She has a 7 on the 10 scale of angry with me.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I had to go. I needed a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I didn't want to be selfish, but it'd been a long time. I needed a break. And so I went to the Bahamas and I wake up and I'd hear Rihanna music every morning.
Yes, Rihanna.
Right by the pool.
Why?
And I got, I got pretty drunk. You know, I drank some delicious drinks because it was a food event.
Like every straight woman in the history of babies.
Right? Yeah.
And then they cut up this enormous 20-pound tuna as part of the food event. You could hear the bones cracking. It was wild.
I don't even want that if I'm not pregnant.
So I'm drunk.
And pregnant.
I don't know I'm pregnant. I have no idea.
And you really literally, it's not like you're in the 2-week wait. You're not thinking this is happening.
No, I think it's all over.
Yeah.
Laura's sending me nasty messages and I'm like,
Laura, having fun in Bahamas?
Yeah, I'm having all these issues and joints in the Bahamas and I'm like, screw this.
And I was saying, it's a rough trip. I tried to actually take her on this particular trip, but they wouldn't let me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to go.
Oh, for the best. Yeah, it's for the best. You know, but I thought I was trying to still work on my, it's weird. I was trying to work on my career while all this was happening. Mm-hmm. You know, I still had to keep money coming in and all that. Mm-hmm. And so she was being really livid with me. And so I'm just drinking up a storm, Palomas and all that. And then I eat this tuna, which I never would have done usually, but I was drunk as a skunk and doesn't take much. And I go to bed, I flop into bed around 3 in the morning. I wake up with my hand over my mouth. Like, I don't feel so good. And
yeah.
I'm not a big vomiter at all.
Yeah.
I got like a cast iron stomach and I go and I just let it rip.
Yeah.
And I think, I guess I really overdid it, huh? But the rest of the trip, I felt like that morning sickness. Now that what I would know.
Now you know.
Yeah. It's morning sickness. But I just thought, man, I really can't eat anything. And this is a food event.
I love how they say morning. It's not morning.
It's not morning.
Nausea.
So I get home and then Laura, you took your capricious trip.
Oh, like I was so pissed. I said, screw this. I'm starting hormones again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care anymore. So
it's hard.
I say, forget it. Joanne's in the Bahamas. I'm going to find the next closest, cheapest flight anywhere on earth.
Good for you. Atta girl.
Iowa.
It's London.
Ooh.
Yeah. She went to London.
So
yeah.
I'm like, solo for trip you. To freaking London.
Get on with your bad self.
I have no idea what to get my mom for Mother's Day.
Okay? You just need to get her StoryWorth.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's this thing I just found. It's this easy and it's a fun way to get your mom to share all her stories. Okay. Basically, it's so simple. Each week they send her email story prompts. There are questions that basically you'd never think to ask your mom, but they send them to her. She replies with her stories. And at the end of the year, they send you a hardcover book that's bound. It's all professional with your mom's stories.
Oh, that's wow. I like this. I mean, my mom tells all these hilarious stories. And there's like all this stuff about our family that my kids need to know. But obviously I don't like to ask my mom. Like, you don't want to ask all the questions. So this is great.
Ooh. Right? And it's such a cool idea. And I'm just thinking about my stepdad who tells these stories in just like a really funny way. Like he kind of repeats things a lot. And I'm thinking like now he could tell the stories in his voice and then we will all have them forever.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, I wish this came about when my dad was still alive. But
I know my parents too.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing is my mom knows his stories, so I can tell her to tell his too and put them in the book, and then they will live on forever.
Right. And it's like, it's so awesome. And from like a technical point of view, it's super easy. Like she can just email them in or she can upload pictures by email or on the web. And there's even an app where you can upload stuff too, which, you know, if she's tech savvy, which I don't think she is, but
she is. She's tech savvy. No,
sweet. All right. Well, then listen. So she can use the app and then she can invite an unlimited number of people to receive her stories.
Oh, that's cool. I'm sending this to her right now. She's seriously going to be really excited.
Listen, and for all of our listeners, we've got a special for you. You can get $20 off StoryWorth. You just visit StoryWorth.com/OCT when you subscribe. That's 20 amazing. Bucks off, Jamie.
StoryWorth.com/OCT.
That's right. Okay, cool. Let's get back to it.
I'm doing it. Okay.
When did it occur to you that you might be pregnant?
So I'm in London, just like being a proper tourist.
Yeah.
I visit everything. I'm like crazy.
I was picturing you on a double decker bus with like one of those like bobby hats.
Yeah,
like
that's me. And I'm like just lost. My phone's about to die. I'm lost in London, just grinning from ear to ear. And I see Joanne's been calling, so.
Yep. Where are you? Yeah. You're in London.
She's like, I'm lost. Capriciously, whimsically lost. Yeah. But like, you know,
crazy lost.
But just to be, you know, I've been keeping an eye on her for a year and a half now, worrying what she's going to do. Yeah. And sometimes she would turn she would turn off her phone because she would be mad.
About that.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, great. She's in London. Great.
I started estrogen again before I went to London. So it was starting to come together.
Yeah. How long does it take to?
It's immediate in some ways, but for like the real changes, it takes at least a month to really have any real effects mentally.
And so you'd been on it that way a week and a half,
about
right?
2 weeks.
Week and a half.
Yeah. So she's calling you. So you hang up the phone.
So we start talking and Joanne's just vomiting.
Well, I wasn't vomiting. Actually, to be fair, I only vomited one time back in the Bahamas. But I was so nauseous. I was eating a lot of garlic, which I didn't know actually curbs nausea.
Oh.
The baby knew better than me. So I'm just like eating a lot of garlic, a lot of Italian takeout. Like, oh, what's wrong with me?
So you still didn't know?
No, it was comical. I was like the star in a movie about being pregnant and the star's not getting it, but the audience knows.
This is hilarious.
And I'm like, my boobs are so big. Why? Well, it's so funny as you must have been so tuned into all of that for the last year. And then all of a sudden that mental, like when you gave up, you stopped paying attention to anything.
Exactly. It's hilarious. I was like following the periods and the ovulation cycles every month.
Yeah. So the call was just to say, I don't feel good. I'm eating a lot of garlic.
It was. Yeah. Just and, like, is what I'm doing.
And you left me.
Yeah.
Right. Also, I'm mad too now. Also.
So I wanted to climb the O2 arena. That was my goal.
Okay.
And I started like way prior meridian, which is like a long walk. So I'm like, forget it. Let's just walk along the River Thames. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking along the Thames and there's like this pier. And it's ancient, it's like collapsed. And next to the pier is this weird sign coming out of the water. And there's like these little geese, like a grumble of geese, they come by. And the sign was like the trans colors, pink, blue, and white. I'm like, what the heck? That's odd, that's random. And the sign said, promises becoming. So yeah, I'm like, wow, that's interesting.
And it was a sign.
Yeah.
Literally.
Like for about a mile, I'm like, I got to practice my accent. I'm going to be a local before I leave. So I'm just, well, this is becoming promises.
And it became a mantra.
Yeah.
How funny.
So then Joanne calls. And I'm like, I'm angry about something. I don't know.
Who knows anymore? Take a number. Something I was doing.
So weird. I can't even be angry now.
I can't even imagine you angry.
I know. You're so zen. It's like hilarious.
It's so funny. Everyone's like, I don't imagine her angry. I'm like, well, you should have seen her last year.
Oh, yeah.
But I told her I wasn't feeling so great. She said, well, maybe you should take a pregnancy test.
Oh, so you thought it right away.
Well, like, all the symptoms are like, okay, these sound like pregnancy symptoms. And I'm like, when's the last time you had your period?
And I went, I just don't know. I was so clueless. Yeah. I just don't know.
It's your plan.
I misplaced it. I don't know where it went.
I lost my period. So,
like, I had a few tests under our sink that I had bought initially because this few months before I actually had gotten my period, but I thought maybe it's implantation bleeding.
Yeah.
Like a lot of it.
We all went through that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I had been in...
it almost never is, by the way.
It never is. And I was at like a CVS pharmacy and I was literally between the aisles of with the maxi pads and pregnancy. I was literally in between and the song that was playing was Just the Two of Us.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do love that song.
And there were these kind of whimsical ladies who were just like, pregnancy, ew! And they literally walked away and I was like, Wow. Yeah, it was weird. So those are the tests. I still had a couple of them. So I took one and I got the double line. Whoa, what?
Yeah.
And then I took another one and same thing. Like, what?
And so, and Laura, you were in?
She was on the phone with me.
Oh, you did this on the phone?
Yeah. I did it on the phone.
In London.
My phone's about to die. I'm lost somewhere in London and like... we're going through it and I'm like, okay, so you haven't had a period in 28 days. So there's something going on here. And like, honestly, even though we did all of that stuff and we stored sperm and there was sperm and everything, it didn't click that there could actually be a real human baby at some point.
I didn't either.
Until. Right.
Like, so was it because of the, because you were so... in this emotional, like, sort of trauma that never occurred to you about the baby?
Yeah, it's kind of what it was. We kind of forgot about
you were on the roller coaster.
Yeah, it was just about, like, maybe succeeding so that you could stop being in trauma.
Right.
Yeah.
Versus there's a baby.
Yeah, we just thought we were going to bank sperm and revisit in January.
You were like, we might as well try while we're doing it the old-fashioned way, but we're going to mostly focus on banking sperm.
You know, it's funny. In November, when we were giving it to each other, I don't even think we're thinking about making a kid.
Giving it to each other. Yeah. Giving him the business.
Yeah, we were just kind of going at it. So I don't know. I don't even know if I was thinking about it.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Like when you let go is when you made the baby.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and when I let go is when I got through my infertility. It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But talk to us about the moment you realize. So you see the double line.
I'm a little stunned. You know, you spend your whole life trying not to be pregnant.
Isn't that the thing?
Isn't that ridiculous?
It messes with you.
Yeah.
It messes with me. So I was excited, but I was also really nervous, actually, because, you know, Laura was still in the process of coming back, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, initially... when we started it, I knew who I wanted to have a baby with and wasn't sure about this new Laura. I'm like, I don't like her so much.
Dark Laura.
Bad Laura.
Things had gotten tough.
Dark Laura with the goatee. Yeah, you know, she's in an alleyway. Hey, Toots, she flicks her cigarette at you.
I picture her putting it out in her hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So you see the double line, Joanne, you're a little conflicted.
Yeah, I was very conflicted.
And then Laura, for you.
Yeah, I'm like, holy crap, this actually worked. Like, this is actually a real thing we did.
And what were your emotions around it?
Cool. Yeah. I guess I should come home now.
Did you come home early?
Oh, no.
Whatever. See you when I see you.
You're like, I'm here.
Eat some more garlic. You'll be fine.
We're going to be home soon after that, I think.
Yeah, it was like pretty much the end of the trip.
And also, at that point, you got to just stay. You're there.
Yeah. I wasn't worried about that.
So you were just, excited a bit. Excited.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I was worried about it. I mean, I thought, oh gosh, I'm making a kid with this freaking person. This is not what I signed up for. So that was part of my conflict. I went to an urgent care center later that day to confirm
that I was pregnant. The doctor was so funny. She goes, yep, you're definitely pregnant. Just like how she said it, like, oh, you're just a little pregnant. Right. Like, I know I'm definitely pregnant, yeah. Gracie. What the? So when she got
funny.
When she got home, we went to our current doctor now, my current doctor. Mm-hmm. Doctor says, so how did this happen?
Hey,
the doctor didn't know what you were doing?
Yeah, like
no, it was a new doctor
because it's my OB-GYN. It's
yeah. No, she said she went back to her regular doctor.
Mm-hmm. No. This was a first time visit.
Yeah. The one that's going to birth your baby. We went to a different OBGYN to birth the baby, and then I went back to my old.
But we went there, and so Laura's just sitting in the corner.
Yeah, the doctor read me as cisgender. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. thought we were just the typical lesbian couple and did the lesbian thing, the typical lesbian thing. But we had to explain that, you know, I'm trans and we did all this crap and it was awful, but we're here and it's good. So
that's how you explained it.
But I was so used to sort of, like, I guess in some ways covering for Laura or being her speaker, that when the doctor asked that, I said to Laura, I go, is it okay if I tell her?
Right.
The doctor goes, I have to know.
You're right. Does the doctor have to know that?
Well,
no, you could just say it's a known donor.
No,
but you don't want to say that.
She needed to know if it was a natural conception or something.
Oh,
that's what she
really
was telling me. Yeah, whether it was IVF or whatever. She said she needed to know.
Oh,
so I went with that.
We're all making faces like she's running it in your business.
No, I mean,
I'm just kidding. No,
because they need to know. Must be some scientific reason why
they
need to know.
There's an OB out there. Tell us why you need to know.
We'd like to know.
Email us and tell us why you need to know.
Yeah.
Were you A, smashing ovaries? C, doing it to each other?
C, baby dancing?
Terms by Joanne.
I'm concerned for this baby sex ed education.
I'm not concerned at all. Okay. By the way,
fourth, fifth, sixth grade, they'll do it in class. You're fine.
Okay, good.
You're fine.
Cool.
It's a beautiful story.
It really is.
Thank you.
I just, yeah.
I'm happy for you guys.
You're all back together now because you're, oh, I mean, yeah. You're that all calmed down. And,
oh, yeah. We're golden now.
Oh, yeah. We're back to having fun.
Now that goatee Laura's gone.
Oh, yeah. You know, no, thanks.
I can take over again.
I just have such an image of goatee Laura in an alleyway with a cigarette. It just that.
It's funny you say that. My bad self is Alleyway Joe.
Alleyway Joe. All right. So Laura's not alone in this.
No. I can be Alleyway Joe.
That's amazing.
I gotta have a name for
this. Should be your elevator pitch.
I know.
Alleyway Joe, goatee Laura. Oh my god. Alleyway Joe is very Italian. You know, has all the money.
That's you. Yeah.
What do you need all this for, Toots? That kind of.
Ooh.
Yeah, Alleyway Joe's bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad.
The Alleyway Joe's bad.
This is definitely going to be, we're going to need to revisit you two because this is, we're going to need a follow up.
I'm really excited for you guys.
I am too.
Thank you.
This is groundbreaking. This is huge what you guys have done.
Oh, thank you. We forget about, and people get delightfully confused. I want to mention that. Mm-hmm. Everybody's very sweet, but people have come up to me and went, oh, so Laura's pregnant. No, not so much. But it's so cute. How could you be mad?
No, it's great.
I would
right?
Do it.
Are people afraid to ask you guys questions?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Well, yeah.
Oh, people just
are afraid to ask us questions too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, right. It's a couple of drinks in at a party when people are finally like, I didn't want to ask.
I feel like we do need to talk to you guys more.
I know.
We're going to come over for dinner.
Talk to us again.
We do. Yeah. Well,
by the way, we invite ourselves to everybody's house. So
nobody's had us over yet.
I know. The big gender reveal party. Don't worry.
By the way,
that's exciting.
Nobody. It's true. Not a single person has been like, come over.
We're going to break that trend.
Yeah,
well, we'll be at this gender reveal party.
We should have
party.
like a voice memo check in from you, maybe like one later in the pregnancy, and then after you have the baby.
Oh, we'd
for
love
season
that.
Four, because
yeah,
our listeners are going to want to know.
Our listeners are going to want to know all about you guys. I mean, not to get up in your biz, but
okay,
we already got up in their biz.
One of the reasons we do talk about it is we don't hear about a lot of people like us.
We need representation is so important.
Yeah,
yeah, we don't hear a lot about it, and we. You know, we're doing the best we can, and we think it's important that if people are thinking about it, like my article was very big, you know, mm-hmm. if you're young and you're thinking of transitioning, you know, fertility does play a role in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're trans or queer, and you should be able to think about your fertility as in conjunction with your gender identity and your sexual orientation.
Yeah.
It all comes together.
Well, it's like, how do you know what's possible if you don't hear the stories?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, I feel like we have already had our kids. And so we know we know how certain paths work because it's like, oh, we researched them, we got the binders, we did it, right? I forget that for people coming behind us, they don't know yet. And we get so many people reaching out saying, I had no idea, or I felt alone. Like we had a listener that wrote, you know, it's like, it's nice. I think just you're sharing it so other people in your situation won't feel alone. Yeah. And I think that's critical.
This is why I had the idea because I was going through something being a gay woman trying to get pregnant and it wasn't working. And it wasn't out there.
No.
Yeah. Right. So representation means everything. I just needed to hear someone who had a similar story to me and I couldn't find it. How is that possible in this day and age that I couldn't even find a lesbian story that was similar to mine?
That's crazy.
In every medium we have out there now, right? So it's really special that you guys have shared this story.
Definitely.
And I think that it's going to help people who, like you said.
Yeah. Like, and we can take, you know, we come together and talk about it. And then we talk about it in our own ways too. People ask me different questions and they ask Laura.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm writing a memoir right now and I've totally rechanged it to, it's a letter to the baby. How you got here. And Laura's working on things about it too. And then we also want to come together about it. So it's sort of, it's nice that we can express ourselves individually and together about what happened. Because we're thinking of doing a rock opera, right? Aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. Yes. I just got raspy Please with do. That. Yes.
Freaked out a notch.
You two are very creative people. And so it's really great that you are the trailblazers right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
With this conversation and it being as open as you are. Thank you so much for being open with it. And this is really special. Yeah. You guys are special. I'm excited. So excited.
To check-ins.
Oh, yes. We'll be back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. We love you. This was great.
You guys.
Thank you.
I'm so glad they came in and shared their story. I love them. Weren't they delightful?
They were. They're so fun.
I loved that they talked about, you know, how they're a little bit out there alone. And I hope that sharing the story helps some other couples that might feel like that they're alone, feel less alone.
I mean, Laura's story.
Fantastic. It's hard.
But also, God, so beautiful.
Yeah.
So beautiful. And the more we talk about this, the more we can normalize this and
just highlight ourselves.
Like Laura said, it'll be normal to see a pregnant woman walking down the street with a beard.
It's going to happen.
How awesome would that be?
It'd be amazing.
Because, hey, we come in all kinds of colors and shapes.
Oh, Jamie. I will tell you this as we move through some things and say goodbye to everyone. We have come back. You know, we eventually have to say goodbye. We have to stop talking at some point.
But oh, listen, I thought you meant like forever. What are you trying to tell me?
I broke up with you, Jamie. That just happened. No, you didn't get my text. No, listen. I want to say that next week, Tiff and Carissa are back. We have a little pause because they were in the 2-week wait. And I'm dying to know if... what happened.
We've been really, really, really doing our best to hold our tongues.
I want you guys
keep
to know,
from asking.
We are not finding out ahead of time. I mean, we are a little bit. Obviously, we get the clips before you, but we don't know.
No.
And I can't wait. So come back next week. And Tiff and Carissa.
You know, we want to, we care about their privacy too.
Yes. So. And in the meantime, go get your tickets to see us live at the Green Space.
Do it.
Go to ovariestalk.com to get tickets. It's June 10th at 7 p.m. at the Green Space.
Let's sell them out so they bring us back again and again and again.
And in the meantime, you can email us at ovariestalk@gmail.com or where else, Jamie?
Instagram at ovaries_talk or Facebook on If These Ovaries Could Talk. Also the Twitter. Go for it. @ovaries talk.
Ovaries talk. We got it. We got this. Let's thank our sponsors, Jamie.
All right. Well, thank you, Grove, and thank you, Lively.
Oh. New bras and cleaning supplies.
You do them together and it feels so good.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't smell while you clean. So don't forget to use the promo code OCT for your purchases.
Don't forget.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, ovaries.
Goodbye, out.
Out.
That was like from Rent. If these ovaries could talk, they would say,
X ovaries out. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.